What's good? I'm Gary Ivory, and welcome to another episode of Inside the Beat, where we meet and greet new artists from in and around the New England area. My guest today comes to us from Cranston, Rhode Island. Please welcome Mr. Denny D. How you doing, Denny?
I'm fine there, Gary. Thank you.
Great. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself, how you got involved in music and all that good stuff?
Oh, I started at a very young age. I was like elementary school, grammar school. My first instrument that I took an interest to was the violin. At the time, I lived in Providence, Rhode Island.
Great. When did you start playing violin?
Oh, I had to be at the early age of, 8 years of age.
Wow. Yes. Can you still play at all?
I haven't touched the violin in years, but when I was a little older, I switched to the guitar. At age 16.
Okay, see, now this is something I just found out today. I just learned this today. I didn't know you were a violinist. That's great news.
Oh, yes.
So that's how we transitioned to the guitar then.
Oh, yes, yep.
And when did you first start playing guitar, like seriously?
Oh, I started taking lessons at the age of 16. By age 19, the guitar was a serious thing with me. I started playing the guitar at 16.
Did you play in a band?
Off and on, not through the years. I'd play with different bands, nothing really serious at the time, just off and on. We never really stayed together that long. It was really more like a freelance type of thing, you know, but playing different bands, nothing really serious.
Like cover bands or original music bands?
No, it was never original. It was always cover bands, always other songs, like blues or oldies rock.
That's cool.
Stuff like that.
You know? Did you do a lot of gigs in Rhode Island?
They were like considered VFW posts or open mics, like American Legions. And
are you kidding me? Those are the real gigs.
Yes.
That's the good
stuff.
It
wasn't much of a bar scene.
So when did you get involved in songwriting?
Oh, I actually involved in songwriting at an early age. I would say, since I've got that from that talent from my grandfather. He wrote a lot of marchers. He composed a lot of original marches that are the thought of classical music, stuff like that. Yeah. So I guess I took an interest in that by watching him compose all this material. I got the idea from myself, from him, you know. He was more like an influence for me.
Yeah, because you have a very unique writing style. It's like a combination of rock and roll and pop. And it's very unique. It's very unique to you, and it's kind of fun producing it, because every song is so different than the one before.
Well, I guess it didn't really dawn on me that it would be like that. Maybe it just comes out in a way.
What kind of music did you listen to growing up?
It's always been the oldies. I've always took a liking to the oldies, like, you know, Chuck Berry and Elvis, you know, music like that. Yeah, Buddy Holly, all the good stuff there, yeah. And I like Muddy Waters, Back to the Roots of the Blues.
Yeah, you can see the influence in your style. Now, are you performing a lot now?
I'm concentrating on original music. I'm working on this album right now, concentrating on that right now.
That's what I'm talking about. Everybody knows Mr. D in the karaoke market. So tell me how'd you get so big in that market, just doing it so much?
Oh, yes, I like to work the crowd. I especially when I have an open mic, I like to walk around with the mic and work the crowd and try to get the crowd into my singing.
But I heard you put on quite the show when you do karaoke.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I heard all about it. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I actually like the Connecticut bars, too. It's a big favorite of mine.
Yeah, you have quite the reputation throughout New England. That's so cool. Now, do you have a favorite song that you like to perform when you do karaoke?
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite songs. I like Taking Care of Business by Beckminton Overdrive. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I recorded that with you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's one of the songs. Yes.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
What's the title of the album?
The title of my album is Island Rollin'.
Island Rollin'.
Yes.
Now, that's Rhode Island Rollin', right?
Oh, yes.
Island Rollin'.
I thought I'd switch it around and call it Island Rollin'. Switch it around. That's a beat.
That's really, really cool.
Try to keep it unique and distinctive style. Yeah.
Now, how many songs are on the album?
10 songs on the album, yes.
That's great. That's good stuff. Do you have a favorite song out of those 10?
Yes, I like my favorite song on the album is I Can't Get You. I like that one there.
I like that. That's good stuff.
I believe that's seventh song on the album, I Can't Get You. That's my favorite.
Now, we want to give a shout out to Cyber Sound Studios in Boston. That's where you originally recorded.
Yes.
Well, I just want to let you know, it's always a pleasure working with you, Mr. D. I'm looking forward to introducing your Island Rolling album, all right? And this is a song from the album.
Yes.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
This is Gary Ivey for Inside the Beat. Check.
Long, long, long.